Okay, I'm speaking to Lizzie Davis, who's been at The Hague again this morning, listening to Mia Farrow give evidence. So, Lizzie, how's she performed this morning?
She's been performing relatively well. She started off very softly, slightly tremulously, but she's been now on the stand for rather a long time. She first of all gave her testimony to the prosecution of Charles Taylor, giving her version of the events that evening. But for the past 45 minutes or so, she's been subjected to quite a lengthy cross-examination by a defence lawyer for Charles Taylor, who is basically trying to question her recollection of what happened that night and saying, look, this was 13 years ago. Your entire thesis is based on your recollection, and actually your recollection is rather dubious. And she's saying, look, it's not. I called to testify on two very specific points, and that's what I'm sticking to. I'd say she's holding up fairly well.
And just to be clear then, she has contradicted almost entirely what Naomi Campbell said last week.
Well, it wouldn't be fair to say she's contradicted her entirely. She has said that her only knowledge of the diamonds came from a conversation over breakfast while Mia Farrow was having dinner with her children at Nelson Mandela's home in Pretoria. Naomi Campbell came bounding down quite excitedly, she said, announcing that in the middle of the night, Naomi Campbell had been visited by some men who had come from Charles Taylor. She said that Naomi Campbell was very clear that they had come from Charles Taylor, and they had given her, in Mia Farrow's words, one huge diamond. Now, that obviously is very different from what we now know were two or three diamonds. Where that discrepancy comes from, we don't know. That's given the prosecution, the defence for Charles Taylor, something to ask her about. But it is crucially different, because she does state very clearly, and has done repeatedly, that Campbell was clear that it had come from Charles Taylor.
And the prosecution have also been having quite a good go at Farrow this morning, haven't they?
Yes, they have. The defence for Charles Taylor have been laying into her, claiming that her memory is faulty, and that she can't remember how many tables there were at the dinner, how many people there were at the dinner, what the people were wearing. You know, they're saying, well, if you can't remember this, how can we be so sure that you remember exactly what Naomi Campbell said?
Absolutely. And so what's Charles Taylor's response been? We heard he was kind of sitting very quietly during Naomi Campbell's evidence. Is it a similar story?
Similar story, Evan. Yeah, he has changed his tie, but he is still sitting in the same place on the left-hand side of the courtroom, sitting very quietly, making a few notes, remaining really very impassive when this is being discussed. I mean, he is being referred to quite personally throughout all of this. A lot of Mia Farrow's testimony has circled around her claims that when she arrived at the dinner, Graça Machel, who is, of course, Nelson Mandela's now wife, was concerned about his presence at the dinner. Mia Farrow says she had the impression that he wasn't really invited, or certainly if he had been invited, he was overstaying his welcome. Throughout all this, Taylor has betrayed very little emotion.
And just finally, Lizzie, we've got Carol White coming up later this morning. You'll be back in there. What can we expect from that?
Well, interestingly, Carol White was supposed to have testified first this morning, and actually it was to the great anger of Courtney Griffiths QC, who is Charles Taylor's main defence lawyer, who said that he was unprepared and had been told that it was going to be the other way around. Carol White will be testifying after Farrow. Carol White, for those who don't know, was Naomi Campbell's former model agent. She founded Premier Model Management, the London agency, in 1981 with her brother. Carol White is key to the whole thing. She has given a version of events to prosecutors which differs wildly from Campbell's own version of events. We know that from a declaration she's already given to the court, in which she refers to Campbell welcoming the men to her room, giving them drinks of Coca-Cola in her room, that she knew that the diamonds were coming from Charles Taylor. Carol White says this because she was asked, she says, to arrange part of this. So if her testimony to the court this afternoon is anything like her declaration that she's already given to prosecutors, we can expect fireworks.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll catch up with you a little later on, Lizzie. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.